Most might judge my relationship as recklessly unethical, misguided at best and unquestionably wrong at worst, like divorce attorneys fucking clients fresh from bad marriages. You don't mess with people in recovery. The power dynamic is far too unbalanced to ever form a healthy foundation. When one's into prescription pills and the other writes them all day long? Undoubtedly, Oliver was also warned against relationships without a full year of sobriety under his belt. But he needed far more support than outpatient detox provides. That was immediately clear to me. 24 hours in a day, and no one to hold him accountable for the 22 he wasn't at the hospital? He would need love, and he would need to be watched. I let him catch me staring exactly 3 times on 3 separate days before making a move. "Nathan," the first thing I ever said, hand extended. "Oliver." He smiled nervously because Oliver had never met a man without an agenda, not one that looked at him the way I did. He lied at first. "Mom's on the 6th floor, breast cancer, so I'm here every day." But it didn't matter. I'd already pulled his file from psych. "Let me know if there's anything she needs that she's not getting, okay?" I twirled my coffee cup on the table. "I'll take care of it." Thanks. He was fidgety, nervy, and restless because his psychiatrist had tapered his methadone again earlier that morning. His body shrieked for drugs that weren't coming. "I'll do that."
"You, too."
"Huh?" The means might have been forbidden by every therapist or physician or review board ever, but the ends were binary. Oliver could struggle through this by himself and die like the millions of addicts just like him, or Oliver could choose life with me. "If you need anything." Our eyes met, my words steeped in intention. "Let me know."